Firstly, greetings of peace to all our brothers and sisters here in London Church.
首先问候各位在伦敦教会的弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
For this session, we are studying 1 Samuel chapter 20.
那我们今天要来查考的是撒母耳记上第二十章。
And from this chapter, we get a further insight into the relationship between Jonathan and David.
那我们在这一章呢，就可以更清楚地看到约拿丹跟大卫他们之间的关系。
Just like the hymn we sung earlier, truly we can see the bond of love between these two spiritual brothers.
那我们就像刚才所唱的赞美诗一样，我们可以看出呢，这两位弟兄们他们之间呢非常坚定的情谊。
And in the previous chapter, chapter 19,
那在第十九章的地方，
Saul had already given the command to Jonathan, his son, to kill David.
那这个扫罗呢，已经告诉这个约拿单呢，要他去来杀这个大卫。
And Jonathan replied by speaking good of David and telling his father not to sin against David.
啊，但是他的反应呢，是呢，来为他反过来为大卫来说话，说好话，然后呢，叫并且来告诫这个他的父亲呢，说不要来犯罪，来得罪神。
He reminded his father, the good that David had done in defeating Goliath.
那来提醒这个扫罗说呢，这个大卫呢，在当时呢，击杀了这个哥利亚所做的这件这个好事。
He also reminded his father that his father's soul actually rejoiced, when he saw what David had done.
那他也再次提醒他的父亲说呢，其实呢，当他看到这个大哥利亚被击杀的时候，他自己也是非常欢喜快乐的。
So as a result of Jonathan's words to his father,
那因为这个约拿单呢，这样子来跟这个父亲说话，
Saul heeded his son Jonathan's voice, at least temporarily.
那所以呢，他的扫罗呢，就暂时，至少暂时呢，来听从了这个他的这个劝诫。
However, when we look at chapter 19, verse 9,
那可是当我们看到第十九章第九节的地方，
We find that there is a work of a distressing or an evil spirit in Saul.
那就发现了这里有这个恶魔的这个事情发生。
Chapter 19 verse 9, Now the distressing spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand and David was playing music with his hand. Verse 10. Then Saul sought to pin David to the wall with the spear.But he slipped away from Saul's presence. Verse 11, Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to kill him in the morning.
那第九十撒母耳记上十九章第九节，从耶和华那里来的恶魔又降在扫罗身上，大卫就用手弹琴。十节，扫罗用枪想要刺透大卫，钉在墙上，他却躲开。扫罗的枪刺入墙内。当夜大卫逃走躲避了。十一节，扫罗打发人到大卫的房屋那里窥探他，要等到天亮杀他。
So we find that despite what Paul, what Saul says to Jonathan,
啊，所以不，之前虽然呢，这个扫罗这样子对约拿单这样回应，
we find that because there was this evil spirit that was still working in Saul.
那但是因为有这个恶灵的这个搅扰呢，在他的心中来工作。
We find that at any given moment.He could manifest his hatred, his anger, his murderous intent toward David.
那就发现了，就随时呢，就会有这样子从他心中出来这个憎恶呢，这样子的情绪呢，就是这样子产生。
And in fact, when we come back to chapter 16, verse 14,
那当我们看回来十六章的十四节的地方，
we realize the reason why this distressing spirit was able to work in him.Was because the spirit of the Lord had already departed from Saul.
那我们就发现了有这个恶灵的搅扰的原因呢，就是神的灵已经离开了扫罗。
Verse 14, chapter 16, verse 14. But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and a distressing spirit from the Lord troubled him.
十四节，耶和华的灵离开扫罗，有恶魔从耶和华那里来搅扰他。
Yeah. So by this time, God had already rejected Saul as a king.
那这个时候呢，神已经来拒绝扫罗来做王。
It's not like God did not give Saul any chances.
那不是说呢，神没有给他这个机会。
But as we know, he continued to commit one sin after another.
而是呢，我们可以看到他呢是一个罪一个罪的一直去犯下去。
Without repenting.
而且呢，一直都没有来悔改。
So even though Saul seemed to initially heed the voice of Jonathan.
那所以呢，这个扫罗看似来听了这个约拿单的这个劝诫。
Since the Spirit of God had already departed from him.
但是因为神的灵，因为已经离开了扫罗。
And an evil spirit was working within him.
那这个恶灵呢，在他的心中来工作。
So this evil intent to want to kill David remained.
那所以对这个大卫呢，想要击杀他的这个恶意呢，就一直存留在他心里面。
So we find that this was a spiritual problem.
所以发现这其实是一个属灵的这个问题。
Despite saying one thing, his heart was wanting to do another.
所以他嘴巴这样子说，可是他心中想做的又是另外一回事。
Because the Spirit of God had already departed from him.
因为神的灵已经离开他了。
Now when we come to chapter 20,
那我们看到第二十章。
We find that Saul still wants to kill David.
我们可以看到这个扫罗还是想要来杀大卫。
And from verse 1 to verse 4,
第一节到第四节
we find that David now flees to Jonathan.
就看到这个大卫呢去 逃跑去那个约拿单那边。
And he wants to find out why Saul wants to kill him.
他想要知道说为什么扫罗想要杀他。
Now, Jonathan at this stage still thinks his father no longer has the intention to kill David.
这个时候呢约拿单还是相信这个扫罗呢他是不会来杀大卫的。
But David is not so naive to believe that.
但是呢，大卫没有这样的无知，就这样子轻易的相信了。
Obviously, because he had just experienced in the previous chapter Saul trying to kill him.
因为他很就是在前一章十九章就才经历了这个扫罗想要杀他。
So David tells Jonathan that Saul knows that they both have a good relationship.
所以呢，大卫就告诉约拿单说呢，扫罗知道我们两个人的关系很好。
And therefore, he has hidden his true intent to his son.
所以呢，他才将他真正想要杀大卫的心呢，不告诉约拿单。
David also makes clear that his father, Saul, indeed was still seeking to kill him.
而且大卫又说，其实呢，你父亲真的是想要来杀我的。
So from verse 5 to 24, we find that David proposes a plan.
所以五节到二十四节呢，大卫就有一个这个计划。
To find out whether Saul still has the intent to kill him.
就是来试验说呢，这个扫罗是不是真的还是想要来杀大卫。
And also to reveal to Jonathan, his father's true intent.
也要真正的告诉这个，让这个约拿单看出这个父亲真正的这个想要做的事情。
So we find that David's plan was to not attend the new moon gathering.
所以这个大卫计划呢，就是呢，他不要去参加这个新月的这个盛宴。
And if Saul is angry by his absence,
如果扫罗对于他的不出席呢，有这个不开心。
Then Jonathan will know the intent of his father.
这个约拿单就会知道他父亲的想要做的事。
And then within this passage, Jonathan then proposes his plan on how to relay the message, back to David.
这个约拿单的就有另外一个计划，说要怎么将这个就是这个扫罗的这个想要做的事情呢，怎么样来报告给大卫知道。
So when we continue to read verse 25 to 34,
所以我们继续看25到34节。
We find that when they were gathered together, Saul's words and his behavior confirmed to Jonathan that indeed it was crystal clear that he still wanted to kill David.
就在这个在这一段当中呢，就看到这个扫罗的说话呢，就让约拿单很清楚的知道，他确实是还是想要来除掉大卫。
So in the final passage from verse 35 to 42, Jonathan then relays the message back to David, and they part ways.
所以呢，三十五节到这个最后一节四十二节呢，他就将这个报告告诉了大卫，然后他们就分开了。
So in this chapter, we once again see the very close relationship between.Jonathan and David.
我们这张就看到这个大卫跟约拿单他们非常亲密的关系。
We also learn how they handled the situation.
他们也看到说他们是怎么来处理这件事情。
And then we also get further insight into the character of or the failings of Saul.
我们可以也是再进一步的可以看见这个扫罗的这个落败，还有他的这些他的这个特质。
And we learn how we should also be alert to guard our hearts so we don't fall into the same trap.
我们要怎么样来警戒我们自己的心，保守自己心，才不要落得跟这个扫罗一样的地步。
The same trap of resentment, jealousy, and even hatred towards other people.
就是对他人这样子的愤恨，这样子嫉妒，这样子非常有怀好这个恶意的心。
Focusing firstly on the relationship between David and Jonathan.
那首先我们要来看大卫跟约拿丹的这个关系。
We may ask the question, why was their relationship so close?
我们首先要问为什么他们的关系这么良好。
And what can we learn from this?
那我们可以从中学到什么呢？
Now we see from first one that David sought and fled to find Jonathan.
那我们从第一节看到大卫逃跑来到约拿丹那边。
And to ask him, what have I done? What is my iniquity?
问他说呢，我到底做了什么？我犯了什么罪？
Now we find here that the relationship was so close that he would go to the son of the father who was trying to kill him.
你看他的关系良好到他能够到他，就是他父亲要杀他，到约拿丹父亲要杀他，他还能够去找这个约拿丹来诉说。
He was not afraid or worried that Jonathan would be on his father's side.
他不怕说呢，这个约拿丹是与他父亲同一阵线的。
So when he came and asked this question to Jonathan,
所以大卫来问约拿丹这个问题。
We find that Jonathan says, "By no means you shall not die. Indeed, my father would not do either great or small without telling me first."
约拿丹的回答说，断然不是，你必不致死，我父做事无论大小，没有不叫我知道的。
And so this is because in the previous chapter 19, Jonathan thought that after he said what he needed to say, everything was okay.
是因为呢，在前一章呢，这个约拿丹对他父亲来谏言之后呢，他认为呢，他说了该说的话，应该够了。
Perhaps we may say he's quite naive or maybe even quite innocent.
或许你觉得他可能无知或者是很单纯。
But then we can't really blame him.
但是我们也不能怪他。
Because he has urged his father,He had done his best to tell his father not to kill David.
因为他在前一章已经非常的尽力，然后来告诉他的父亲，千万不要来做这件事情。
And indeed, his father accepted what he said.
当时呢，这个父亲也确实是接受他的建议。
In fact, for Jonathan to speak out against his father, it was not a small matter.
其实也来看这个约拿丹呢，向他父亲说这些话，其实也不是件容易的事。
It must have been a very heartfelt plea.To tell his father that he was wrong.
他也是要很难的，要跟他说呢，你做的事情做错了。
So perhaps he thought, the matter is over.
他可能觉得啊，这件事情完结了。
When we come to a verse, chapter 20, verse 3.
那我们当看到二十章第三节。
Here we find that David says, "Your father certainly knows that I have found favor in your eyes, and he has said, 'Do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved.' But truly, as the Lord lives, And as your soul lives, there is but a step between me and death.
三节大卫又启示说，你父亲准知我在你眼前蒙恩，他心里说，不如不叫约拿丹知道，恐怕他愁烦。我指着永生的耶和华又敢在你面前启示，我离死不过一步。
So David says that he knows that Saul knows about their good relationship.
大卫就说呢，你父亲知道我们两个之间的关系。
And he wants to put the point across thatTo tell Jonathan that the danger is real.
想要告诉他说呢，这个你父亲真的是要来杀我的。
So for Jonathan, despite being the son of his father,
这个约拿丹是这个扫罗的儿子。
We find that he did not fully know the heart or the intention of his father.
但是他却不是完全清楚他这个父亲想要这个行的事情。
He presumed that his father would tell him all that was on his mind.
他认为说呢，他父亲会将他心里所想的全部都告诉他。
But he was wrong.
但是他这件事情错了。
But after David expressed strongly his concern about his father.
但是当大卫来非常的强烈的来诉说呢，他父亲的要对他的危害。
We find that Jonathan did not reject what David said.
这个约拿丹他并没有来就是来反驳他所说的。
He did not insist on his own position regarding his father.
他没有坚持他对他父亲的这些话的这些内容。
So in verse 4, Jonathan said to David, "Whatever you yourself desire, I will do it for you."
所以第四节约拿丹对大卫说，你心里所求的我必为你成就。
So from here we see that Jonathan has taken David's plea seriously.
所以这里的约拿丹就是非常的认真来听了这个大卫的所说的话。
Despite his own feeling, despite what he thought to be true,he was able to accept another position.
那虽然他认为的事情呢跟大卫所想所说的不一样，他还是愿意来接受。
Even though his father had gave him his word and told him, "Oh, don't worry, I'm not going to kill David."
那虽然他已经这个他的父亲已经告诉他说呢，放心，我不会来杀大卫这件事情。
When our family members tell us something.
啊，当我们的家人跟我们说一件事情。
I think we would not usually doubt them.
啊，通常我们都不会去来质疑他。
Ordinarily, we would.Trust, we believe what they have to say.
我们通常呢就是来相信他们所说的。
However, if our family members do say something that is doubtful,
但是呢如果当我们家人所说的是令人质疑的。
Or they say or do something that is simply wrong.
或是他们所说所做的其实是错的。
Would we be able to discern or to be objective, to the situation?
那我们是否能够分辨出这个然后能够来将这个来反对他们呢？
Would we be able to be objective to the facts?
我们能够来主观的来看到这件事情吗？
Or would we just back our family, no matter what?
还是说我们就不顾一切的就是要来支持我们的家人？
Whether they are right, whether they are wrong, we just back them no matter what.
不管他们所做的是对的还是错的，我们就是支持他。
From the response of Jonathan, we find that when David told him the truth, he was able to take a step back.
所以当看到这个约拿单呢，他听到大卫所说的这个事实之后，他愿意来退一步来接受。
He was able to acknowledge what David was saying to him.
他能够来认可，知道大卫所说的是对的。
So the question is, why was Jonathan able to do this?
问题就是，那为什么约拿单能够做到这一点呢？
Was it simply because he had a good relationship with David?
只是因为他跟大卫有很好的关系吗？
Was it because his relationship with David was so strong?That he was able to go against his father?
是因为他们的关系非常的坚固，他能够来对抗，反过来对抗他的父亲吗？
Actually, we find that at this point, both Jonathan and David, they were God-fearing people.
其实在这个时候呢，大卫跟约拿单都是敬畏神的人。
Both had faith in the words of God.
他们都对神的话存有信心。
Both of them had put the words of God into practice.
他们都将神的话来行出来。
David showed this by his defeat of Goliath.
这个大卫呢就借着打败哥利亚可以看出。
And Jonathan had also demonstrated his own faith, when he and his armor bearer, defeated the Philistines.
他这个约拿单也是一样，在这个击败非利士人的这点上可以看到他们的信心。
And this was even before David had defeated Goliath.
这还是在这个大卫击杀哥利亚之前发生的事。
So Jonathan's admiration for David was not just a personal liking or a personal admiration.
所以这个约拿单对大卫的欣赏并不是一种个人发自个人的这种欣赏。
Or just because he was impressed by David.
还是说只是因为看到这个大卫非常的这个厉害。
Actually, Jonathan was somebody who had already developed his own faith with God.
其实约拿单他也是跟神建立起他们之间的这个很好的关系。
To the extent that he was not afraid to speak out against his father, even though his father had done wrong.
而且他非常有信心，他还愿意呢将他这个父亲所做的错事来告诉他。
So what we find is that both David and Jonathan had a good faith, and relationship with God.
我们都看到这个约拿单跟大卫，他们都非常的对神有信心，也跟神有非常良好的关系。
They were both obedient to the God whom they worshipped.
他们都顺从他们所敬拜的真神。
And as a result of this strong relationship with God,
因为跟神之间有这样良好的关系，
God also brought them close to one another.
神就带领他们两个呢，非常有建立起良好的关系。
So at this point, even though Jonathan thought his father no longer was a threat to David,
虽然当时这时候约拿单觉得父亲已经不会来威胁大卫了。
After listening to David,
当在听了大卫所说的话之后，
he was able to take a step back and reconsider the situation.
他能够来重新思考这个状况。
To re-ascertain the truth.
重新来思考说这个真实是什么。
Actually, even though David himself was very sure that Saul wanted to kill him.
虽然呢，这里也是大卫呢认为这个父亲这个扫罗要来杀他。
He also took a step back or paused to check again if this was true.
他也一样再退一步呢，然后想来验证说他相信的是对吗？
If we come to chapter 20, verse 6 and verse 7.
如果我们看20章6到7节。
If your father misses me at all, then say David earnestly asked permission of me that he might run over to Bethlehem, his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he says thus, it is well, your servant will be safe. But if he is very angry, be sure that evil is determined by him.
第六节，你父亲若见我不在席上，你就说大卫切求我许他回本城伯利恒去，因为他全家在那里献年祭。七节，你父亲若说好，仆人就平安了。他若发怒，你就知道他决意要害我。
So for David, he did not draw a line completely under the situation. It was not a foregone conclusion regarding Saul.
那所以呢，这个大卫呢，他并不是说非常就确定说他所相信这个扫罗的事情就是确实是这样。
Or perhaps he wanted to give Saul a chance.
或许也是想要再给这个扫罗一次机会。
Well, either way, he still gave it some time.
不管怎么样，他就多再给这个扫罗一些时间。
To test the situation before making the next move.
来验证他这个事实是如何，然后再决定下一步怎么做。
So we find that both of these young men, they were both quite level-headed, quite calm in their approach.
所以你看到这两位年轻人呢，都是非常的这个冷静，非常理性来看待这件事情。
To assess the situation.
然后来评估这个整个状况。
To be extremely certain of the situation before making their next moves.
先确定呢，一切都是他们所预想的，才要来做下一步。
Now when we come to verse 8.
我们看到第八节。
Here it says, therefore you shall deal kindly with your servant, for you have brought your servant into a covenant of the Lord. Nevertheless, if there is iniquity in me, kill me yourself, for why should you bring me to your father?
八节，求你施恩与仆人，因你在耶和华面前曾与仆人结盟。我若有罪，不如你自己杀我，何必将我交给你父亲呢？
From here, we find that they had already made a covenant with one another.
这边发现他们两个呢，已经有彼此来结盟立约。
In fact, when we read the passages, the chapters, we find that they made several covenants with one another.
但是其实你看的话，他们其实彼此立了很多的约。
Now, within this verse 8,
在第八节，
even though they had already made a covenant,
虽然他们已经来结盟，
this covenant did not supersede the will of God.
他们这个盟约呢，却没有来就是大过这个对这个神的这个旨意。
The closeness between David and Jonathan did not neglect the keeping of God's words.
他们两个的关系不管再怎么好，他们都不会忽略这个与神之间的关系。
That is why David said, nevertheless, if there is iniquity in me, kill me yourself.
所以这里大卫才说呢，如果我真的犯了罪，你可以自己来杀我。
So it was not just no matter what happens, we're going to stick together. The principle of not sinning, not having iniquity, was there between them.
不是说呢，不管我做什么样的事，我们两个人都是盟友，而是说呢，如果真的有罪的话，还是要来就是来处决。
And David was not afraid to face the consequences if he had done wrong.
如果他大卫也觉得，如果他真的做错了，他也不怕来面对这些惩罚。
If we come to verse 13,
我们看第十三节。
May the Lord do so and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do you evil, then I will report it to you, and send you away that you may go safely. And the Lord will be with you, and as he has been with my father. Verse 14.
14.
And you shall not only show me kindness of the Lord while I still live, that I may not die, but you shall not cut off your kindness from my house. Forever. No, not when the Lord has cut off every one of the enemies of David from the face of the earth. Verse 16. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, let the Lord require it at the hand of David's enemies. Now, from here, we find that they made another covenant.
我们发现13到16节呢，他们又立了另外一个约。
And in this covenant, Jonathan wanted David to show him the kindness of the Lord.
这里呢，约拿单要大卫呢来展示他这个神的他的美好。
In verse 14.
对，在14节，慈爱恩以神的慈爱。
Because he cared about his descendants, and he also wanted David to show mercy, not to annihilate all his descendants.
因为呢，他呢在乎他的这个后裔呢，他也希望这个大卫以恩慈来待他的后裔。
So, although this covenant was made, we find that actually he also pleaded with David to have this mercy or this kindness of the Lord.
虽然呢，他们呢来彼此结盟呢，他也 他也来求这个大卫呢，要来与有神的这个恩慈。
Of course, the kindness of the Lord is according to God's mercy, but also according to His justice.
那当然，这个以神的恩慈来待他呢，也是来照神的这个公义来行的。
Now, verse 17, Jonathan again calls David to vow because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul.
那十七节那个约拿单因大卫爱大卫如同爱自己，就使他再起誓。
Here it says that Jonathan loved David as he loved his own soul.
那这里说呢，约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的灵魂。
Now, if we say we love someone as we love our own soul,
那如果说我们爱一个人如同爱我们自己的灵魂。
How we love that person may depend on how we love our own soul.
那怎么爱他就在乎说我们怎么爱我们的灵魂。
If the love of our own soul is based on keeping the words of God.
那如果我们爱我们的灵魂是基于我们要来守住神的诫命。
Because we want our own soul to be saved.
因为我们想要我们的灵魂得救。
Then we would apply the same standard of loving another's soul.
那我们就是用同样的这个原则来爱另外一个灵魂。
In other words, this love is not just a human love based on human emotion.
所以说呢，这样的爱呢，不是建立在就是人的这个情感上的爱。
But it was based on their relationship with God and their keeping of the words of God.
是建立在他们跟神的关系来持守神的话语。
Now we can look at another example of this love based on another covenant that they made.
那我们可以再看他们其他的另一个约的来看，作为这个例子。
This example of their love, Jonathan's love for God.
那就是看到这个约拿单怎么样的爱神。
We turn to chapter 23.
我们看第二十三章。
First Samuel chapter 23, verse 18.
撒母耳记上二十三章十八节。
First Samuel chapter 23, verse 18.
十八节。
So the two of them made a covenant before the Lord, and David stayed in the woods, and Jonathan went to his house.
于是二人在耶和华面前立约，大卫人住在树林里，约拿单回家去了。
So once again they made a covenant.
所以他们再一次立约。
Now we find that prior to making this covenant, in verse 17, Jonathan said to David.
那在立约之前，在第十七节，约拿单这样说。
And he said to him, "Do not fear, for the hand of Saul, my father, shall not find you. You shall be king over Israel, and I shall be next to you."Even my father, Saul, knows that.
那他说呢，不要惧怕，我父扫罗的手必不加害于你，你必做以色列的王，我也做你的宰相，这是我父扫罗知道了。
We find here that Jonathan clung on to the words of God, the words of the prophets, that David indeed would be the king of Israel.
那这里的约拿单说呢，就是如同这个先知所说的呢，这个大卫呢必做以色列的王。
Actually, Saul also knew, was told that David would be the king of Israel.
其实扫罗也知道这个大卫要做以色列的王。
This was the plan of God. This was the will of God.
这是神的计划，神的这个旨意。
And therefore, it would definitely come to pass.
所以必定会来成就。
Saul was fighting against this.
这个扫罗非常抗拒这一点。
Fighting against it, yeah.
一直在对。
Yeah, and he did not want to accept it.
他不想要来接受。
But for Jonathan, he took it as the words of God, and he accepted it.
但是呢，这个约拿单呢，因为这是神的话，他就接受了。
So it's not like he blindly followed David.
所以他并不是来盲目的来跟从大卫。
He knew that this was the anointed of God, and he was wanting to do according to the will of God.
因为他知道他大卫是神的受膏者，他要依照神的旨意来去行。
So this wasn't just a personal affinity that he had with David.
所以这不是个人的之间跟这个大卫的情感而已。
But this close relationship was also based on the truth that God had spoken.
他们亲密的关系也建立在这个神所讲的这个真理之上。
And as we mentioned earlier, both of them already had this zeal to do the work of God.
我们刚刚之前也提到，他们两位呢都是非常热心来行出神的旨意。
Now, if we come to the first covenant that they made,
那我们看回来这个他们所立的第一个约。
If we look at chapter 18,
在第十八章。
Chapter 18, verse 1-3.
十八章的一到三节。
Now, when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul. Saul took him that day and would not let him go home to his father's house anymore. Then Jonathan and David made a covenant.Because he loved him as his own soul.
那大卫对扫罗说完的话，约拿丹的心与大卫的心相深相契合。约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己的性命。那日扫罗留住大卫，不容他再回父家。约拿丹爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就与他结盟。
We find that just prior to this description of the soul of David being knit, soul of Jonathan being knit to soul of David.
那我们在这里描述说，这个约拿丹的心与大卫的心深相契合之前。
It was the incident when David had just defeated Goliath.
那就是这个大卫呢来击败了哥利亚。
So actually, the love that Jonathan had towards David was based on what he saw of the faith of David.
那所以呢，这个约拿丹对大卫的心呢，就是因为看见他所这个大卫所做的事情。
Since Jonathan himself also have the same heart to serve God.
因为这个约拿丹也有同样的心智要来服侍神。
He was naturally drawn to make this connection with David.
他就很自然的就被这个大卫他的信心来吸引。
And so in verse, from then on, we can be sure that he wanted to support David in this work of God.
那他之后呢就看到他想要来支持这个大卫在行出神的这个工作上。
So in verse 4, we find he gave him his armor, his sword, his bow, his belt.
那就看到第四节他就将他的外袍、他的战衣弓等等都给了他。
So we also bear in mind that Jonathan himself is also somebody who practiced the faith.
那我们知道这个约拿丹是也是行出这个信心的这个人。
When he fought against the enemies, just with himself and the armor bearer.
那只是他在这个来对抗这个敌人的时候。
He knew the will of God and he was courageous to put it into practice.
他知道神的话语，他也有勇气呢，要将他来实行出来。
So when he met David,
所以当他来遇见大卫之后
，Since they both have the same zeal for God，
因为他们都有相同对神的信心
，Naturally they became close。
那他们很自然的就关系良好。
This closeness was based firmly on their love and obedience to God。
那他们这样子的这个紧密的关系，就是建立在他们对神的顺服跟这个信心。
So today we can also examine our relationships and our friendships with other people。
那今天我们也可以来检视说，我们跟别人的关系，跟别人的友谊。
What makes the relationship strong?
那是什么样的事情使你们的友谊更来坚强呢？
Is it just based on our history together?
那是因为建立在你们之前发生过的事情吗？
Is it just based on just people we see more?
还是因为他们是我们比较常见的人？
Is it just based on our personal likings?
还是说是因为我们就是个人的喜欢而已？
Or is it just based on our family relationship, which we obviously didn't have a choice?
还是说，因为是我们的，就是跟家人，就是有亲戚关系，就是没有选择。
So the question is, do these relationships or can these relationships ever cause us to compromise the truth or the practicing of the truth in our lives?
那所以这问题就是说呢，这些关系呢，会不会致使我们的跟这个信仰或是跟神的关系来做妥协呢？
Does it cause us to compromise understanding what is right and doing what is right?
还是呢，这些关系会影响到我们来行出什么是正确对的事情。
But we find that when people truly love God and have a zeal to do His works,
当我们发现一个人真正对神有信心，要行出神的这个话语的时候
，then He will bring like-minded people together.
他会将这个心智相同的人来结合在一起。
If we turn to Malachi chapter 3,
我们看马来基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 16.
马拉基书三章十六节。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name.
十六节，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
So from here, we find that the people of God who feared God, they identified with one another.
所以呢，这些敬畏神，他们认识神的人可以认出彼此。
And they spoke to one another.
那他们也会彼此来谈论。
Well, they must have encouraged one another.
他们一定也是来彼此的勉励。
This is a natural result of people who fear God.
那这是一个敬畏神的人的很自然的表现。
So today, if within our relationships with others, even though we may feel very close,
啊，今天我们跟别人的关系，我们可能感觉到我们非常关系良好。
If they do not fear God,
但是他们如果不敬畏神
，and we do not fear God,
如果我们并不敬畏神
，then what can we speak to one another about?
那我们跟彼此所谈论的是什么事情呢
？Oh, we can talk about heavens and the earth.
可以说这个地上的天堂吗
？Oh, we can talk about everything in this world.
我们可以谈论所有这世界上的事情。
Things that make us laugh, things that you know are interesting.
那我们喜欢做的事情，我们的兴趣。
But without the fear of God being there, none of this will bring us any closer to God.
但是如果没有敬畏神的心在其中呢，我们没办法与神更亲密。
So this is what David and Jonathan had in common.
那这就是大卫跟约拿单他们相都有的东西。
Now let's come back to 1 Samuel chapter 20.
那我们看回来撒母耳记上20章。
Let's have a look at Saul's reaction.
那我们来看这个扫罗的反应。
His reaction to David being missing from the gathering.
那就是这个大卫呢没有出席他这个宴席他的反应。
Now, verse 25. Now the king sat on his seat as at other times on a seat by the wall and Jonathan arose and Abner sat by Saul's side, but David's place was empty. 26.
26.
Nevertheless, Saul did not say anything that day, for he thought something has happened to him. He is unclean. Surely he is unclean.
25节。王照常坐在靠墙的位上，约拿单侍立。亚尼尔坐在扫罗旁边，大卫的座位空设。26。然而这日扫罗没说什么，他想大卫遇事偶然不洁，他必定是不洁。
Saul thought to himself, surely he was seems to be quite convinced that David must be unclean in some way.
那这个扫罗呢，他自己认为觉得大卫应该是不洁的关系。
But he had no evidence.
但是他没有证据。
He did not even have any.Hearsay.
他也没有听说过什么。
It's just something he thought of.
他只是自己在那边想。
A figment of his imagination.
那是出于他自己的想象。
So where did this suspicion come from?
那这样子的想象是从哪里来的？
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3 and verse 4 and verse 5.
三到五节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 5.
提摩太前书六章三到五节。
If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men.Of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself.
第三节，若有人传异教，不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔的道理。四节，他是自高自大，一无所知，专好问难，争辩言辞，从此就生出嫉妒、纷争、毁谤、妄疑。五节。并那怀了心术、失上真理之人的真境，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。
Now, if we compare or we apply these verses to the life of King Saul,
那如果我们用这些来看回来扫罗的一生
we find in verse 3 it says not consenting to wholesome words.
那就是看到说呢，他不服从主纯正的话语。
We find that this is what happened to Saul.
那这个就是扫罗的状况。
When God gave him instruction after instruction, he not only did not consent to them, but he rebelled against them.
啊，当这个神给扫罗一个又一个的指示呢，他不但没有去听从，反而去来对抗。
He was not willing to accept the commandments of God.
啊，不愿意来接受神的这个诫命。
And then when we look at verse 6,
第六节
，he also became proud.
啊，也变成来骄傲。
And therefore he became envious.
然后嫉妒
and strife,
纷争
reviling,
毁谤
and here evil suspicions.
甚至有妄疑
This is just like his evil suspicion against David when David did not appear at the gathering.
就是在这个大卫没有在他的宴席上出席，他就出现这个猜疑的这个心态
Ultimately, in verse 5, his mind actually became corrupt.
那最终呢，他就怀了这个，他的心呢就败坏。
Destitute of the truth.
然后失上真理。
He wanted to cling on to his kingship.
他想要来抓住他的这个王位。
Now for him, it was like an appearance of godliness.
那就很看起来像是一个近前的外貌。
Or at least, you know, still being the king.
那至少呢，啊，我还是个王。
Yet it was only a means for him for personal gain, for personal honor and glory.
那但是这只是他能得到自我的荣耀，得到自己的利益的一个方法。
So we find here that when somebody does not consent to wholesome words, to obey the words of God,
那当一个人来不服从神纯正的话语，
then the natural consequence is envy, strife, evil suspicions, etc.
很自然的这些的反这个产生的事情就是来嫉妒、纷争、毁谤等等。
And then if we continue down this path, then our minds will be corrupted and in the end,destitute of the truth.
那如果这样子继续下去呢，就是心就败坏，失丧真理。
Of course, the problem is that we still want to have an appearance of godliness.
而且问题就在于我们还是想要一个近前的外貌。
So where did this problem all start with Saul?
那所以这个问题的所在的根源在哪里呢？
We come to 1 Samuel chapter 18.
我们看回来撒母耳记上十八章。
1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 9.
十八章第九节。
Well, this is the first evidence for us, at least, of where it began.
那对我们来说呢，应该就是从这里，他这个对这个大卫的怒视开始。
Yeah, of course, we don't know what was happening in his heart before that.
啊，但我们不知道他们在之前的这个扫罗，他的心中是怎么想。
But we know here it says, Saul eyed David from that day forward.
那第九节这里说，从这日起，扫罗就怒视大卫。
If you look at your footnotes in the NKJV, it says,viewed with suspicion.
那如果用这个英文的小字看说呢，就是以猜疑的心来看大卫。
Yeah, or some translations say he kept his eye, kept an eye on David.
那就是呢，就是他眼目离不开大卫。
Why did he do this?
那为什么会这样做呢？
Now, if we think about a normal political environment.
那我们想一个正常的这个被污染的一个环境。
A political environment.
政治的这个
In politics.
对。
Then it's quite normal to be suspicious of people.
那很自然的就是会对其他人来猜疑、猜忌。
It's even quite smart to keep your eye out on people in case they become a threat to you.
那甚至呢，你去这样子去，就是仔细去看别人的动态呢，是一个比较聪明的做法。他自己才不会受到这个威胁。
Especially if you see someone who is very capable, you...Keep your eye on that person because you will suspect that one day he will try to take your place.
那特别是你看到一个有才能的人，你会来就是注意他的动向，因为可能有一天他会来取走你的这个地位。
So from a political perspective, then actually what Saul is doing is some would consider as smart.
那所以从政治上来看，这个扫罗呢，确实是有这个智慧。
Because in this environment, you fear for losing your power.
因为在这个环境当中呢，你就会害怕失去你的这个权利。
But this is not the case in the kingdom of God.
啊，这个是呢，在神的国度并不是这样。
Saul had forgotten that the real king in the kingdom was God.
那是个扫罗已经忘记了，在这个国度呢，真正的作王的是真神。
His suspicions actually came from his jealousy after hearing the women sing about David and sing about him.
那他的猜忌就从这些妇女在这个歌唱的时候呢，他们就出现了。
Instead of being happy that David was a good servant of God,
啊，他没有来为这个大卫成为这个神好的仆人来为他高兴。
He felt threatened.
他觉得受威胁。
Why?
为什么？
Because for Saul, God was no longer his king.
因为这个对于扫罗而言呢，这个王，这个神呢，已经不再是他的王。
So when he no longer treated God as king.
所以呢，当这个扫罗不认主为王的时候
，Then God removed him as king over Israel.
那这个神呢，就将他从以色列的王位当中来除去。
So when we look at the relationship, the dynamics between Saul and David, Saul and Jonathan, and then Jonathan and David.
那所以呢，我们来看这个扫罗跟约拿丹跟大卫他们的这个动态。
We also have to examine our own.Relationships with different people.
那我们也要来检视我们自己跟其他人的这些关系。
Now, when we think of the people who are closest to us,
那当我们认为这些人跟我们这个关系很亲密
，Are those we enjoy the company of?
那是我们非常喜悦跟他们一起这个相处的人。
We have to ask the question, what is it that brings us close to one another?
那你就来想说呢，到底是什么使我们 来这个关系变得这么紧密。
What is the closeness of the relationship based on?
那我们这么紧密的关系的这个背后的原因是什么？
Jonathan and Saul were father and son.
这个扫罗跟约拿丹他们是父子关系。
They should have been close to one another.
他们应该是要有好的关系。
Yet sadly, due to the rebellion of Saul against God.
但是因为这个扫罗对这个神的悖逆。
His jealousy, hatred, his murderous intent towards David.
他对这个大卫的嫉妒，想要杀害，还有这他的恶意。
It was impossible for Jonathan to be close to his father.
这个约拿丹就无法跟他的父亲有好的关系。
On the other hand, Jonathan's relationship with David blossomed very quickly.
另外一方面呢，这个约拿丹跟大卫他们的关系呢，就产生得很快。
It became a true brotherhood in Christ.
就是在基督里面的真弟兄的关系。
Of love, of care, and of the truth.
是出于爱，出于真理，出于这个关心。
And this kind of close relationship is only possible when both are close to God.
他们两个之间的关系能够这么好，都是因为他们都跟神有良好的关系。
We find that sometimes we can be close to someone, maybe we grew up with that person and spend a lot of fun times together.
我们可能跟一个人有很好的关系，我们可能从小跟他一起长大，花了很多时间在一起。
You know, one day this relationship may come to an end.
有一天这个关系可能会终止。
For whatever reason.
可能不知道什么原因。
People go their own ways.
他们会各自有各自的这个理想，各自的道路。
And things are not the same.
一切都不一样了。
But you find that when you are bonded to a brother or sister in Christ, in God.
但是呢，如果来看我们跟教会弟兄姐妹这个紧密的关系。
No matter what happens through life.
不论我们在生命当中经历了什么事情，
If both parties still remain in God and still fear God,
如果两方都在基督里面都一样敬畏神，
that closeness will remain to the very end, regardless of how often they are able to see one another.
这样他们的亲密的关系呢， 不是在于他们的这个多就是相处的时间多少，他最终都会在一起。
We can conclude with the words of David regarding Jonathan.
我们就可以看到这个大卫对这个约拿丹这个话来作结。
Second Samuel chapter 1.
看撒母耳记下第一章。
Second Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记下第一章。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
These are the words of David towards Jonathan.
是大卫对约拿丹的这个诗。
After he heard of the passing away of Jonathan.
就是他在听到了这个约拿丹过世的消息之后。
I am distressed for you, my brother Jonathan.You have been very pleasant to me. Your love to me was wonderful, surpassing the love of women.
二十六节，我兄约拿丹啊，我为你悲伤，我甚喜悦你。你向我发的爱情奇妙非常，过于妇女的爱情。
Here we find that David expresses just how much gratitude he had towards Jonathan.
所以看到这个大卫呢，对约拿丹。表达得出非常的感激之情。
He says that his love to him was wonderful.
他说呢，他的爱对他呢是非常的美好的。
And maybe quite surprising for us, surpassing the love of women.
而且甚至呢，过于这个对妇女的爱情。
This tells us that when God's love brings us together.
是告诉我们，当神的爱来使我们在一起。
This is beyond human love.
这是超越这个人的这个感情的。
It's a spiritual, joyful.Inexpressible love.
这是在属灵里面很难去表达的一种奇妙的这个爱。
It can only come from God.
只会从神而来的。
So today, when we want to build up our relationship with one another,
今天我们彼此想要来建立起好的关系。
The first thing we need to do is make sure that we are building our relationship with God.
首先呢，我们要确保我们自己跟神建立起好的关系。
When we draw ever closer to God.
当我们呢跟神建立非常好的关系。
Yes, not everyone will be in line with us.
当然不是每一个人会跟我们在同样的阵线。
We will or we may lose friends.
我们可能会来得到或者可能会失去友情。
But at the same time, we will find spiritual companions.
可是呢在这同时我们会找到我们的属灵同伴。
Bonded in the love of God, which...goes beyond human comprehension.
是由这个神的爱来使他们紧密连在一起，是超越这个世上的这个情感的。
So may God help us all so that we can encourage one another.
所以说求神帮助我们，让我们可以彼此来勉励鼓励。
Firstly, by working on our own relationship with God.
那首先呢，就是我们要来在这个努力与神建立好的关系。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。